What's on Draft? Available today on your favorite podcast platforms. Join the lads as they chat about their questionable life choices, random and relevant topics, mad mortal moments, and the funny stories that come along with them. All while having a lot to drink and a lot of laughs. Keep up to date with them on social media on Draft Pod. That's What's on Draft. DRAUGHT. What's on Draft? Go stream on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and at the website anchor.fm/ondraftpod. What's on Draft? Go listen, download, and subscribe today.
Hey guys, welcome to the What's on Draft. This is episode 8, and yeah, today we're going to be, it's kind of more about like a big late news segment kind of thing this whole episode's going to be about. So, yeah, I'm Josh, and then we're with
Connor. Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I don't know why we still do that every episode.
But I know, yeah. This is just a cheesy thing. It's because I never know what to say when I do it, so I just quickly like jump it onto you.
Yeah, exactly. You seem to do it every episode, so I'm like, fuck it.
change it up.
Exactly. So, what's on draft for you then?
I'm on the good old classic vodka and energy. The vodka being a petrol shop, gas stop, or whatever, wherever you listen from.
Gas stop?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's Co-op. Right, it's Imperial Vodka. And some cheap energy drinks. So let's get heavy. Let's start talking about feelings. What about you?
I'm on the Smirnoff vodka.
Oh, posh man.
And the Cherryed.
Cherryed as well. You just get a pair of eyes.
Yeah, man. Cherryed. it's expensive Cherryed as well.
Oh, proper stuff. Not the 39 Tesco one.
Yeah, it's like the £1 Cherryed.
Oh dude. My days.
Not 39p. So.
Until you've left Billingham, can't you? He's too posh for us now.
I mean, I would get it if they sold it, but the shop didn't sell it.
Yeah,
you know. But, I do have a bit of energy, maybe, that I might have later.
Now, did you get that from Waitrose as well?
No, that was Amazon, that.
What? Amazon. Waitrose. Love it.
I don't do Waitrose. I do I don't know what it's called now. Is it Ocado or something?
I don't know. I don't know what that is either.
It's like an online-only shop kind of thing, but it's like so expensive. It's not like middle class is kind of like Waitrose thing, isn't it? Like I think Ocado, it's just like millionaire prices. Like for a slice of bread, it's like €10 or something.
We'll have a quick can at Ocado.
I think so. I think it's like that.
Oh, what the? No, it's not coming up.
I can't remember what it is now.
Summit in Greek. I've now accessed the Greek dictionary.
Ocado.
Online. Yeah.
It's M&S. It's M&S. So yeah, now that is just a part of like pure like high class shopping.
It's all delivery, I think, isn't it? So.
Yeah. what we might be doing then is lately doing shorter, maybe an hour. Episodes. We say we'll try to stick to that, but we'll probably do another 10-hour episode. But I didn't realise our last episode that we uploaded, which was technically today, episode 7, was the longest single episode that we've put out.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Because that was just us chatting shit about all the Northern stuff for 2.5 hours.
Did any of it make sense in the end? I can't remember.
Yeah. It sounds alright when I was editing up and stuff, so...
Well, that's good then.
So hopefully, but yeah, we just because I think we didn't realize how long some of the questions were, so it just went on for fucking ages.
Yeah,
we could have easily split that up in like 3 different podcasts.
Imagine that a full month worth of just talking about being Northern.
Yeah, legit. So yeah, we're gonna try and mix things up a bit, just see how it goes. Just to see how get our groove really. See if it might be better doing it every 2 weeks, but longer episodes, or doing it every week and shorter episodes. Either way, you're getting like the same amount of content.
In the same bullshit, so, we still chat shit, and no matter how long it's for.
So it's just just seeing how it goes, really. Just seeing what we prefer, just trying to do things, really, pretty much. Yeah, hopefully, might improve a bit because last episode, did you have an arm for your microphone?
No, I didn't. No, it's just a brand new microphone.
Well, yeah. Last episode was my brand new mic. We kind of still had a proper mic, which just wasn't on an arm for the computer thing. So hopefully, yeah, we're both on arms and we're both on proper mics now.
We're growing.
So hopefully, yeah. I noticed last episode I kept touching my microphone like loads.
Yeah.
And like moving up and down. So I'm going to try avoid doing that this week. I'll say that as I move my microphone upwards. So yeah, and I've got like a pop filter on a pop screen right now, because I noticed like I was popping quite a bit last episode as well with the new mic. So I'm just trying to, slowly getting there, slowly improving every week. So
yeah, I mean, like I think we've got still quite a decent setup compared to, like, not to compete or compare, but we're doing quite well. I think we're growing, and our fan base has grown, which is good.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's quite flattering. I'll start blushing.
Yeah, but hopefully, might get a guest on soon. If you do want to appear on the Amazing Walton Draft Podcast, just send one of us a message, you know. Or even if you aren't personally, send the page a message, or, you know, don't forget to follow our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know.
Yeah, and that goes out to any other podcasters who are listening as well. Like,
yeah, big up. Also, yeah, another thing that we want to do actually is if anyone's listening on Apple Music, iTunes, podcasts, one of you got Apple Podcasts, that's a thing. give us a 5-star review, you know, or 4-star, if you, you know, 4 or 5-star, you know.
3-star for bad food and hygiene.
Yeah. You know, yeah, and if you give us a 5-star review, we'll read it out, you know, ripping off all the podcasts, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we do have quite a lot of out-of-podcast listeners now. We just don't actually have any that they're reviewing. So, you know, if you do listen on that, give us a...
I think iPhones have fallen flat recently, so I think it's quite hard to find.
That's what I was saying, because I was going to... Well, I have quite a lot of our listeners are for... But I think, yeah, a lot more people are transitioning to Android, I think.
Yeah. I don't know anyone. Like, they're even, like...
Yeah, I think, like, maybe a couple of years ago, like, everybody had an iPhone. I had an iPhone. Like, everyone knew had an iPhone.
Yeah.
But now, like, I barely hardly know many people that do.
I know. My iPhone broke too many times. Like, not my fault. Disclaimer. Anyway, so we'll, after a little introduction about our microphones and... Where we are in the world, because we've got to remember it's a shorter podcast, so we need to cram it down. We need to be good. I mean, I've got energy drinks, so my mouth's going to move faster than Woody Woodpecker or something.
But faster than the shoe on the snow.
What?
Somebody's like, I mentioned it every episode.
I know, yeah. I'm going to get done, like some policeman's going to knock on my door. So, like you said, it's a late news segment we're going to start now, because this has been in the news for a while, but to be fair...
So, yeah, we've been wanting to do this, like, well, these specific topics, well, the first two topics for, a month odd now, maybe? But every podcast, we just don't get around to it, because it's right at the bottom.
Right, yeah.
And we don't then get around to it. So, yeah, we're going to do, like, a late news segment, because by the time the podcast comes out anyway, we're always a week or two behind. So we thought, fuck it, we'll just do like a late news segment. So, you know.
We should do some funky music on top of that, like late news.
Yeah.
Late news with Connor and Josh. Nah, jeez.
Oh, I might put that new funky trailer on the beginning of this episode, maybe.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick. Yeah. Maybe put it in the middle of something as well.
Yeah, so big shout out to D-Tong Radio for the awesome voiceover.
Oh, yeah, definitely give him a check out, because that is awesome that he's done that for us. And if you haven't seen, check out our socials on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram/Facebook.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're on TikTok now actually.
Yeah,
viral. Like down with the kids.
I feel so weird. Honestly, I feel so weird doing it. Look, it's like I'll upload one of the videos like after I've done edit it and that, and then it'll go onto the main screen and it'll be like loads of kids doing weird dances, and I'm like, I'm really putting this out content on this. Like, it makes me feel dirty.
It's a pedo's fucking...
Whoa, I didn't mean like that. I didn't mean like a dirty letter. I just meant like, because we just like, we don't hold back on swearing. We're quite honest. We're quite see-through. And, you know, I think we'll end up criminalising any kid that ends up watching it.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what our first followers
are. Yeah, we started uploading clips on our YouTube now. Just like little snippets. Right, you know,
hashtag sure.
Because, we don't think anybody listens on YouTube. But if you do listen on YouTube... give us a message, because it takes a hell of a lot longer to render it and upload it to YouTube than it does everywhere else, because everywhere else is just like an MP3 file, but with YouTube it has to be an MP4 file.
Yeah,
and that's like loads of gigabytes, and if it's a couple hours long as well, it takes like ages to put it on there. So we decided it's probably better just doing little clips and whatnot, and then if you do want to check out the full episode, then yeah, hop on over to the proper sites.
Basically, he's making you pay for Spotify or Apple Music.
Well, no, because there's a lot of free ones, you know. It's on. I'll get the list of what our podcast's on.
Oh, here we go.
It's on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public. You know, that'd be great. Some loads.
I do know that. I do know all of them off by heart. Yes, I anyway, we went off topic again. Stop, right? We need to stop.
It's fine.
That literally, well, also, 5 minutes we'll, of we'll, saying we're not going off.
We'll just rip off the off-topic podcast. Just Scott, it's off-topic.
So you've just, copyrighted clip.
Rip off the Jim Rohn podcast, just off-topic.
Oh, God. Right, so hashtag we move, right? We'll jump on our first old story, which is even funnier because recently it's happened again.
Yeah, so I guess this actually is kind of relevant to
yeah, I mean, the fact it keeps on happening is it scares me physically. But yeah, so it is the Gorilla Glue situation. So what do you know about this, and like, what's your opinion?
Well, for me personally, I don't actually know a lot about it.
All right.
So, okay. Yeah, but it'd be good. So you can explain it to me and the audience who don't know about it.
All right, yeah. Because
I think all I've seen, because, you know, I am putting my social media consumption down, you know.
I've increased mine. I've just took yours off here.
Well, say that. I'm uploading more to the socials, but that's like all I'm doing. I'm not browsing as much. So
You're not missing much. It is quite angry. I mean, this is a story that angered me as well, and I try not to because it annoys me on so much. Now, I don't know. Well, I guess I can, because loads of people have reported it. But the original woman, Tessica Brown, is her name, the TikToker, right? She basically...
Oh, is she a TikToker? Oh, of course she is. Yeah. Of course it's a TikToker.
Yeah, it's a TikToker. So the situation was, she was on a rush to get out of the house to do whatever it was, obviously. Don't have a clue. Her hair was a bit all over, a bit of a mess or whatever. She was about to put hairspray on it. Under realization that her hairspray had run out, she found Gorilla Glue spray, which is like obviously like glue but sprays it out evenly. So decided to spray that on her hair to try and mold her hair. And obviously, I think this went on for. I mean, I want to get the correct time here because I think she's just recently got done from plastic surgery.
So what? So Gorilla Glue. So it's like spray, which is like big super glue, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
So, does it come in like a tube?
So you can get Gorilla Glue in like a tube form, like a glue.
Also, like some kind of like.
But from what I've read, this is a spray kind, like, so you can get spray super glue.
Gorilla Glue spray? Well, that's meant.
It's meant to just be like a little top lid. I've seen a few of them. It is used for like, obviously, in a can, it's sprayable. So basically, she's seen a can that is sprayable and thought hairspray replacement. And now she's in the process of trying to sue. I say in the process, I might be a bit out there. She might have already lost, because if she wins, I'm dumb.
Oh, but she's trying to sue Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, so she's trying to sue Gorilla Glue for basically blaming them for. She's been ordered not to put anything on her hair for the next 6 weeks after having plastic surgery. Basically plastic surgery to get rid of it.
Oh my god! So I bet things though. I bet she probably will fucking win some of it. I think Gorilla Glue will have to put on the bottles, whatever. Don't use on your hair.
P.S. When you read on a bottle where it's like, why have they had to inform us of that?
Yeah, well, it's apparently that's the reason why you've got a like obviously hot drinks. They've got to say like this is a hot drink, like a warning.
Oh,
it's because apparently like someone got sued back in the day for it, so now. Every single hot drink has to say, like, warning, hot drink. Or, like, you know, that's why a lot of stuff has, like, daft warnings on, because, like, someone at some point in time probably did actually win a court case.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely everywhere. I mean, that's like what happened at McDonald's, wasn't it, where something about a heart attack or something, or because they ate, like, McDonald's every day. Now, that's when McDonald's had to push that, putting the calorie counts and everything in. And they started introducing like fruit bags, and I just think like, oh wait, you don't go to McDonald's for a fruit bag. If you want to eat something healthy, you shouldn't be in McDonald's. That's your choice, not theirs.
Yeah, to be fair though, wasn't there a big thing about, do you remember like when McDonald's first had like carrot sticks?
Yeah.
And fruit bags, that they were more unhealthy than like the fries or something anyway.
I haven't heard that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I remember it was like 10 years ago or something now, but whenever they came out. Yeah, I swear I heard they said like they had more preservatives inside them than like the fries or whatever. So it was just like, no point getting it because it's more unhealthy than getting their fucking fries. So.
Yeah, I mean, I know that about most of McDonald's stuff. It is not healthy at all. But like you say, same with Gorilla Glue. I mean, the good news coming out of this, so Gorilla Glue, apparently the business is booming ever since this. It's actually...
Yeah, should have put them on the stock market.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Well, because of obviously
topic for
the damage it done to her hair, it lasted, I think it lasted over a month. Like, obviously, people think, well, that's good super glue, you know what I mean? Like, it's doing its job.
And he actually seen a proper photo, because, yeah, from what I actually see, all I've seen, I saw, like, a photo for, like, 2 seconds, or, like, an article, but I never actually, like, fully clicked on anything or seen anything properly.
Yeah. It does seem lethal. I mean, on the pictures are...
But, yeah, that... But, yeah, what I was going to say, actually, fair, though, right, is she's either, like, yeah, dumb as fuck, right? And... She obviously did it and not realizing that it's proper super glue. Because, I mean, you know, you get quite a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
But or she did it on purpose to gain, like, clout, as you would say. I fucking hate that word.
Yeah.
Right? But in quotation marks. So she to gain, like, attention. So her TikTok gets big. Because I reckon now she's probably fucking gained, like, hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok.
Oh, 100%. Even if it's, like, or even millions, just bagging on her. Like, people bagging on her, yeah, still going to give her views, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Exactly. So... do all this shit, so I reckon she's earned fucking loads of money from doing this.
Yeah,
or she'll be able to in the future, do like the, just do a fucking Gorilla Glue sponsorship in the future.
That's what I mean. Like, from what I can see, everyone involved has came off bigger. Even the plastic surgeon has said that his business has been booming after fixing her problem because of obviously, yeah, how good he's been at doing it. So
yeah, so what I was gonna say about that as well is yeah, apparently I saw some people complaining on Reddit that, obviously, because healthcare in US isn't free, is it?
Yeah.
But apparently, yeah, this girl got a hair fix for free. But apparently that's because it was a private plastic surgeon that came forward and said, yeah, I'll have to fix it for free.
Yeah, yeah. It was it. I remember reading something. I think she started a GoFundMe page. It wasn't...
Oh, that's shit with that. Like, yeah. Set a GoFundMe page. But you get so much daft shit for GoFundMe pages.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah,
half the shit, it's like your fucking fault. Obviously, like, proper stuff, like, yeah, like, 100% you need it. But there's some daft shit on GoFundMe, like...
Oh, yeah, I mean, you get people to do GoFundMe pages just for the weekly shopping. And, I mean, that's not daft, so you can't afford it. Like, obviously, yeah,
but I know,
try
your best. I can't really remember any now, but I swear, like, it's probably some, like, mad celebrity fucking did. But I swear, like, some celebrity did one for something. And you just donate loads of money to, like, an already person who's, like, a millionaire.
Oh, my goodness. It's absolutely a thing. And, I mean, like you say, going on to the situation of, like, gaining TikTok views, obviously now comes the woodwork of a second person doing it. And this is, in my eyes, proof of why Tide Pods now say you cannot eat them on every advert.
Oh, my God, yeah. This is just, it's going to be like another Tide Pod situation.
100%.
It?
And I, you know what, I've heard about that, but I didn't know until the other day when I actually watched the adverts. I don't watch normal TV, so I don't see adverts. But I didn't realise that Tide Pod actually, well, it's Ariel for, isn't it? Ariel Pods.
Yeah.
Tide's American. So, like, at the end of every advert, it does say, like, keep away from children and do not swallow or some shit. Like, and you're like, yeah, what?
They've probably always had that, I think. But they might have, I think, just kind of like making, because it was like a big meme, wasn't it? So they're probably trying to like go in with it to be like down with the kids.
Yeah, like I think it obviously but says don't swallow on the packaging.
That was massive, that though, wasn't it? Like, I remember like,
yeah, I mean,
although like, when was it? Was that, not like, was that
two years ago?
2-3 years ago or something. But that was everywhere, that like everyone was just doing it. Like, no one I know, like, it was more of an American thing, you know?
Well, it was Thai Pod, yeah, so I mean. But, well, oh, so you got, yeah, a number just to check. So it was between 2012 and 2013. It reported over 7,000 cases of young children eating laundry pods.
No, but it wasn't 2012, 2013, was it?
Apparently so, yeah.
It was like a couple of years ago.
I thought it was only like last year or
something.
No,
it was not. No, I need to.
Unless that's just when it started and it just carried on for a while. Because, I mean, 7,000 cases is ridiculous. I mean, 7,000 kids. And you know what this, you know what, I mean, I'm not to go on a rant about it because it's a happy podcast, we're doing well. But this is the
It says December 2017 is when it first started.
Oh, did it? So,
like the main
sources,
thing,
my sources are out. this is on Wikipedia, to be fair, just as between.
Yeah, no, that's just the kind of the
right, yeah. And then it's,
that was before it came at me, and that was just people just eating them, well, just children eating them because.
Just in general?
Might look nice.
Yeah. So
that was even before the meme, that was 7,000 people in 2013.
Right, look after your kids and stop letting them touch Tide Pods.
But yeah, apparently, yeah, it was December 2017 when this whole meme thing started.
Yeah, six deaths had already happened by 2017 as well, so I'd say... I mean, it's mental, and this is what, like, this is what I was going to say, so, like, not again, not to go on to a rant, but when you talk about influencers, you need to be really careful, like, and so many people are, like, praising anyone, like Bella Thorne, for instance, like, she's an influencer now, apparently. And I put my heart on my sleeves, like, it's not, like, my kid won't be watching her growing up, like, that's ridiculous. She's not an influencer, and this, these people that are now classed as influencers are encouraging kids to do stupid shit like this.
Oh, yeah, this is, like, the worst part, especially, we've gone about every episode about, like, the whole influencer social media thing. It's just fucking ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's on stats, like, anyone wants to argue with me, like...
But the big thing is, though, is, like, that's a weird thing, is they actually are, like, they're called influencers for a reason, though, because they do influence so much shit. But I hate the word, like, but they actually, that's the thing, though, they do influence so much stuff. Like, just say, like I said before, like, if Kylie Jenner or whatever... she did something else. Because, you know, like, just say she did, like, a thing, like, oh, the next big trend is everyone's got to shave one eyebrow off or something.
Yeah.
Like, the next day, like, millions of people are just going to do it because Kylie Jenner did it.
Oh, I mean, Kylie Jenner has already caused a thing, didn't she, with the...
Well, exactly, like, all the plastic surgery stuff and whatnot. Well, like, she's caused, like, loads of stuff.
Yeah, like obviously, her and Nicki Minaj. Like, Nicki Minaj was I'm, like, naturally curvy, and she wasn't. She was all injected and stuff like that. And then you got kids who were, like, they don't know whether to be skinny, they don't know whether to be super curvy. But Kylie Jenner, on top of that, I mean, I don't think it was actually her fault, so we can't point fingers, but because she had so much done with her lips, there was that challenge going on where... people sucked on that glass,
oh my god, yeah.
And I don't know if I'm wrong by relating that to Kylie Jenner, but I'm sure it was a hashtag Kylie Jenner lips or something like that.
Yeah, probably was, to be honest.
Yeah, so I mean, well, there you go, there's proof. And it's not always their fault, like, they live their life, they do what they
want. Yeah, no, I guess it's not like,
kids do look after you.
Yeah, I think it's obviously, it's not specifically their fault, because obviously, yeah, they can do what they want. It's their fault for getting influenced by it, I guess. It's, you know what I mean? So,
well,
like,
I don't think
any, but yeah, it's a bit of that. But yeah, but speaking of this Gullah Gullah thing, the second person who did it, they 100%, well, I reckon like 99% they did it on purpose to gain fame.
Yeah,
because they did it like, was it like a week or a couple of weeks after the original person did it?
So
I reckon the second person 100% did it on purpose.
It makes no sense. So this is their excuse. It basically, well, it isn't even an excuse. It just says, Riz recently uploaded a video where she revealed that she had a bit of a bathroom mishap, which caused her hair to stick together. So this isn't some Matilda bullshit, you know, like where she switches the bottles of super glue and... thing. I don't know if you remember that. But...
oh, yeah, Matilda's a fucking...
yeah, exactly. I don't know if that was a good enough reference, but...
no, I think it's watching that, Matilda, though. It's fucking Danny DeVito, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, some boy.
So, like, as a kid, I was watching, like, oh, he's like... I didn't obviously know, like, who, like, Danny DeVito was when I was a kid. It was just, like, that nasty dad from Matilda.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, when I got older and watching more stuff, then I started watching Always Sunny. He's so fucking funny. I can't take Matilda seriously.
Yeah, I watched it again the other day and it was just
the weirdest
experience.
It's like, oh, it's fucking weird, yeah.
Anyway, sorry. No, 100%. But that's what I mean. So, like, what is a bathroom mishap? How do you get a bottle? And why is a bottle of Gorilla Glue in your bathroom? Like, and obviously, if it's because you've fixed something together in your bathroom, why is it instead of your shampoo, like, why is it in that position?
Yeah,
and also, why have you used that much of it? Now it covers you full. Yeah, it's just a load of bullshit. And I don't care what she says. Don't care if I'm being. This is the thing, because so many people are going, you're so insensitive. She's going through such a tough time. Like the TikTok, it was like, so loads of people commenting like, oh, I feel so sorry for her. Like, poor lady. Like, no, like, she's made her own bed at the end of the day. And to be fair, not to make this a sexist rant, if a guy had done it, it'd be like the funniest thing on the earth. Like, everyone would just laugh at him. There'd be no insensitive shit about it. They'd be like, oh, what a dickhead, you know what I mean?
I mean, it would be pretty fucking funny if a guy... I'd love to see, like, oh, imagine, like, if some geezer, like, a massive mohawk does it. I'd fucking love to see that.
I imagine someone will know. Someone will, like, how do I get this mohawk to stick up?
But yeah, with this, though, I feel like there's just going to be so many more people doing it now. Like, it's going to become a trend, isn't it? Like, I reckon you're going to see in the next couple of weeks, like, thousands of people are going to do it.
Yeah. But I don't even get... Well, like, it's the same as the type, but what do you get out of it? What is the challenge in this? Like, what is... Like, when I was a kid, a challenge was, like, passing Tony Hawk Skater Pro Skater 1. That was a challenge. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no, it's fucking, oh, I eat Tide Pods. Like, we're grown with technology. My nephew has an iPad before I even knew what a PlayStation was. Yet, there's fucking eating Tide Pods. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're getting more technology, and you're doing more stupid shit. Well, I guess that just goes to prove that social media and technology is just bad for the mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh god!
Oh, I know. Fuck it. It's just, yeah, that's mental. I wonder what the you get things that you can't predict this shit though. Like obviously, like the Tide Pod stuff, and then this stuff. Like, what's going to be next? Like, I don't know.
Honestly, mate, there's just so many fucking. And like you see, you've got people like sucking on glasses just to get their lips to like for like hours so the lips puff up, and you've got other people like. Going on like OnlyFans as soon as I turn 18 because a Disney kid, like a Disney actress that they watched is now on OnlyFans. And it's, yeah. You know what I mean? Like these are just constant things and it just makes me not want to be on this planet. Like,
oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like what is the point of being here when like, if you've got a sane mind, you're the minority and you're the issue. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Not saying my mind's sane, it is far from. But like, you know, I don't speak for humanity, but...
Does. Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, I said before, like, definitely in the past, like, obviously, yeah, with COVID, it's got so much to it because there's nothing else to do for people, is there? So, but yeah, hopefully, after this dies down again, everyone will actually, I really hope, like, social media takes a nosedive because people actually want to try and get out the house and do more shit again. But,
I mean, to be fair, it'll go either way, really. I've never thought of it like that, now that you've mentioned it. It'll either, like, an increase, or, like, it'll stay the same because people are hooked. And they won't know how to carry on with their normal lives. Or it will like be like such a relief to be able to go to the cinemas or go to the park with your friends that your phone gets left at home. So it could even go either way, really. The way I see it, it's going to be more people going off to the park with their friends and then just Snapchatting it.
Yeah, probably, yeah. There's going to be a lot of like, oh my God. But I mean, I'll probably fucking do it to honest on Snapchat. Like, on Snapchat, I've only, like I said, but I've only got like my main friends on it, really.
Yeah,
but
you'll be on OnlyFans, you. That's where you'll be.
But I mean, it's the first time like I'll go back out and say like we're probably like when lockdown's over, I'll probably Snapchat that to just like everyone else will. But,
you know. Well, so I mean that is the Gorilla Glue situation. My overall opinion of it is just it's fucking fucked up. you can't even get on a level where you kind of understand it. Like even with Donald Trump and stuff, we've ranted about that. It's like but you can understand certain things. I still think he's a nutter. But with this, there is no medium. I don't know about you. What's your opinion on it?
Nah, it's about the first person. I mean, you do get some dumbass people, don't you? So, I mean, the people have done a lot worse things, like. People have like blown their heads off by accident, shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, so stuck the head in a microwave with cement. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, like, that was. He knew what he was doing, though. But they're fucking funny, them, though. I love TGF. They're so fucking funny.
Oh, man. Oh,
but people have done some dumb shit. So, the second person did it, though. That's just, 100% just did that for like. Fame.
Well, that makes it just as dumb in my eyes. Well, like, you know what you're doing, but you know you're...
The second person is even dumber because they just did it for fame, I guess.
Yeah, because when you look at it, the timings, the second one did it, knowing fine well the issues that the first one went through.
Yeah. But I think that's the thing, like, say social media, but, like, if, just say, this happened before social media, like, or even, like, a couple of years ago, say... Or TikTok or whatever, like you wouldn't want to post that online because it's so embarrassing. But nowadays, anything that's embarrassing gets like loads of views, so everyone's just like, I guess it's maybe kind of a good thing in a way that like no one's embarrassed by shit anymore.
No,
at the same time, it's just like, oh,
there's no pride, there's no like, you know, and there's no will to earn your own living. Or, I mean, he's another thing, so he's like, just looking into it there. So she just wants to say thank you to everyone who donated to her GoFundMe page. Now, this is the second person. She has now got enough funds to go to surgery, thanks to the GoFundMe page. She's flying out all the way to LA, so I don't know where she is, like where she's based, but I'm guessing that's not cheap.
Fundraiser. So is it, apparently, I could see the Tessica Brown one, which apparently 23,000 people have raised. I mean, not 23 grand has been raised for her.
That's what I'm saying. A further $3,000 has been raised for this raise, as far as I know.
That's pretty mental. Even though apparently she got done for free as well. So what you doing with that $23,000? She's just got to keep that.
I'm sure seen an article now where it says her GoFundMe page is getting investigated, because that's a massive line of fraud, isn't it? So
yeah. Saying that, there's been quite a lot of things like that. I remember a couple of years ago. Yeah, like loads of people just do it, like they make like a massive sob story up for like this fraud thing. Like loads of fucked up shit, like people tend to die and they have cancer and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then set up this really elaborate scheme, and then set up a GoFundMe page and like raise like thousands or hundreds of thousands of pounds and then just keep the money.
Oh, it's absolutely, I mean, it's so disgusting. But we'll going on to scams, we'll do scams another time, to be fair, because I think there's been a lot of scams, and like I think that's something we should touch on.
That could be quite a funny like a podcast thing to do.
Yeah, I'm excited. I was working for like Royal Bank of Scotland. I shouldn't have said it, but I was. But
oh yeah, for like a week or so, it's fine.
But like, I won't say anything about anything, like anyone's things. But one common complaint was so many scams and like lying about being the bank. And there's more than that. There's like so many, yeah. And you realise, and it's so fucking horrible.
Yeah, especially for older people, it's like dodges, because they're not gonna know either.
Yeah,
I mean, even me, I've nearly got like done by like, some scams before, like not like proper ones. I never like said like a phone call or scam or whatever, but I'd say nearly done, not really. You do kind of get some emails which look like legit as fuck.
Yeah,
and until you go on their website or until you actually click on the proper like email that sent you it, so like some for like a couple of seconds, like oh, this actually might look legit.
Yeah, no.
So like obviously people who don't know what to look out for, like I always get loads all the time from like the like HMRC, the government, saying about like tax or whatever, and then you actually click, because it actually says like the name, but then when you click on the actual like email again, like the name itself, it brings it to like a drop down, so they've kind of just changed the nickname, would you say, or like the username. But the actual email address is just like some big spam account.
Oh yeah, where it's just like tons of letters and a fucking ad.
Yeah. But then when you actually click on the site, it does look like a proper legit government website as well.
Mm.
Just the URL's different. So, I mean, obviously someone who's not tech savvy, they'd put that in, and you have to log in and get your card details or whatever. They'd probably do it, and then they just nick the money from you and shit like that. So it is pretty bad shit. But I think, you could do a full episode about, you know, like the typical Nigerian prince email scam kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I said before, I've not had like an email scam like that in ages. But I check my junk mail on my phone, like on my email every now and then. And I actually got like quite a funny one. And I think I sent it into like the lads group chat.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was some, I can't remember what it was now, but it was like some proper like elaborate one. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Oh, dear. I mean, I've got a few where I've just had them on for a while. I mean, recently, I mean, like, say we'll go further into it, but like it was only about a week or two ago, I got a text and an email, which was insane to me. Well, I guess it's something to do with my Gmail account being linked with my number and stuff. But it was oh, your COVID vaccine's ready. Like, basically, I'm eligible, which is completely... Because if anyone knows me, I'm the fittest and I'm healthy and I'm fine. Yeah. So why would I have it? but obviously, I looked at the email and I just thought, like, there's so many older people that hadn't qualified for that vaccine yet that would have received that and been like, oh my God, told the family and friends, then clicked on the link and then did this and that, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, the bank details have been absolutely rinsed, and it's just disgusting. I think, and if you're listening to this and you've done any form of scam, like, well, there's a difference. There's a scam is where the person involved knows, and fraud is where they don't know. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a bit of a touch subject, but like I say, we'll go into it. I mean, like you said, there's so many funny different situations and horrible situations.
Yeah, there's all the shit like that recently. Yeah, because I think like the official government had to release like a statement saying something about the like the vaccines. Like, we'll only contact you in a certain way. Or no, you won't ever have to pay for the vaccine, because all the people were like getting charged for it, weren't they?
Yeah, because they're putting the details and that's the thing. It's
So like the NHS and government had to actually release a statement saying, oh yeah, we'll never charge you. But there's quite loads of shit like that, wasn't it? Like getting
charged a bunch of stuff. It's absolutely crazy. But we'll move. We'll keep that, because there's some good stories in there. So we'll keep that. And if you want to hear more, then you just have to wait, aren't you? Sorry. But
yeah.
So we've got another news. Do you want to go into this? Because I have no clue what about any of this. I am as dumb as
Yeah. What I'll do, I'm going to pour myself another drink.
That is fair. That's fair, Sean. I'm
going to stick with the fucking cherry head. Oh, I actually like fucking cherry head. Was that the vodka? I was going a bit off vodka lemonade.
Yeah.
I was thinking, should I try and do like a different drink every single week?
Yeah, try and keep it fresh. I think we should do a list of beers that we should order, though, like different flavors and different alcohol drinks.
Yeah, because I think I've had vodka lemonade like or Budweiser like twice every now and then, but I've sort of mixed it up a bit. So I think like every week I've kind of mixed it up a little bit every now and then.
Yeah.
So just every week I have a different thing, like have a different mixer with the vodka.
Yeah. So go as weird as you can. Like I want you next week to have baked beans, juice, and vodka.
Oh no. Do like a mix of like Cherryade and Bubblegumade?
Oh god, ooh, good. God, that sounds like heartburn to me though. Like, I'm not that age now.
Or like, what we should do is like, we could even do a full podcast on it. Like, oh no, what we mean is obviously when COVID's over, do like a video podcast. Mm. And when we're all together, just get like shitloads of alcohol. Oh shit, just knocked me mic. And then like make our own cocktail.
Oh man, that would be surreal.
So it's kind of like doing a big dirty pint, so just mixing loads of shit together.
Oh.
But actually, instead of dirty pint, where you it's purposely meant to taste minging.
Yeah.
Try and get something like so actually purposely tastes nice.
That'd be sick.
That I'd go for that. Yeah, like the just trademark the What's on Draft cocktail.
Oh, that'd be unreal. Yeah, trademark, that'd be sick. Because I mean, you could even do it like where you know you do like a truth or dare kind of like situation, and if you say no, you have to drink this dirty pint, and if it tastes good, it tastes good. Like a little like shot roulette kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Doing like a big truth or drink kind of thing would be pretty cool when we can meet up.
Oh, man.
Just like it's full on like vodka shot.
You've got me daydreaming about meeting up now. I mean, that sounds weird.
Hopefully, hopefully by the summer everything should be fine. The way the vaccines are going, it seems to be going pretty
good. Just after September, is it? August, maybe? I don't know.
It's
August before August after.
Shit's gonna start opening against like March, isn't it? Like the schools.
They're reckoning schools, gyms, tattoos, hairdressers, and then
I reckon they should just like I said before, they just need to just keep everything closed for just another couple of months. Just I mean obviously I know they need the money. But it just kept closed another month, and then everything would be fine or something. But like Boris said, like this is the last lockdown. We're never going back into another lockdown. Like this is like the last straw.
Yeah, this is Boris who didn't have a fucking clue what he's talking about and killed 100,000 people.
To be fair, yeah, like good on him. He just want to go back to another lockdown. No one does.
Yeah.
But like even this lockdown. I mean, I don't think a lot of people have actually stuck to this one, really.
I know. Like, and to be fair, I mean, the realisation of how many people are anti-vaxxers as well.
Yeah, and it's just shitloads of people like don't wear masks and shit as well. Yeah. Like, but it's just a bit. But I'd say everyone's just kind of like now it's been a year later. Everyone's just like, oh, it's just not as bad as like other countries and like America and shit. Where it's just, I think like,
America's the only country that's worse.
That's just it. Yeah.
If you look at it like that, like. We were starting off good, but realistically, it was something about lying about numbers and shit, whatever. And now America's the only other country that is higher than us, I believe. Might be wrong by a bit, but it's not good.
Well, hopefully, by the summer or whatever, or like in the future, it literally is just like saying you've just got the cold. I mean, because obviously, like you pass the cold or the flu on to other people, don't you? Like when you're ill,
yeah, it's because I reckon some scientists reckon we'll be doing this for years though because it keeps like fighting it. This COVID, like new strains and shit,
mutating. Hopefully, it is just like a normal flu because obviously you get the flu vaccines every year or something. The flu jab, like all people get it, maybe not every year, but a couple of years. Because obviously that's why there's no vaccine for say like the common cold or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it mutates
that much. Well, the COVID's not an issue. It's it's the chance for it going to pneumonia, and I think that's what they're trying to fight. They're not trying to fight the chances of it being eradicated. It's just stopping it mutating to pneumonia and destroying your lungs, essentially.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, But yeah, the world's going to be so weird, though. It's like, I think at the end of it, obviously, not because loads of people have died, but I think at the end of all this, there's going to be quite a lot of positives that have came from COVID.
Oh.
I think like all the health side and all like the cleanliness side and everyone just taking, I'd say hopefully everyone taking shit a bit more seriously. And obviously there are also people like taking their life
I don't think it's going to make a difference, to be fair. Well. I agree it should do, but so. I mean, when I was working in pubs during the end of the lockdown, well, the end of the first lockdown, people were still walking out of the toilets without washing their hands. And yeah, I just thought, like, what is it going to take for you to do it? Like, obviously, I religiously do it as a job anyway, working as a chef. Like, it's every 20 minutes or 15 if I have chance. So my hands are knackered from it anyway, but I had to watch other people just blatantly, like, come out the cubicle, like, even if it's been snorting drugs, like, you still need to wash your hands, bro. Like, there's no reason. I mean, to be fair, toilet doors, we try to keep our toilet door handle clean. Like, we spray it all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. That it's like half the time, it's like, I say all the time, if it depends on drunk I am, really. Because, I mean, there's some cases that in a nightclub where I'm that pissed, that I don't want to. I think in a nightclub, it's different because I don't think anyone washes hands.
Right, you did, right. How have I shook your hand at the end of the night?
Because everyone's like that pissed. That it's like, but in a pub and stuff, I'm like, yeah, I do it. But yeah, half the time, it's like, what's the point? Because you have to touch the door handle anyway.
Yeah, I mean.
So that's why I hate, like, like everywhere needs to have like swing doors and shit, really, so you can just like kick it with your foot and whatnot, or like all my doors. But then again, you're touching the dirty tap and touching the dirty fucking hand dryer, and you have to touch all this dirty shit anyway after you've washed.
Well, that's why, like, if you go to some proper places, like when I went to Spain,
everywhere just needs to be automatic.
In proper, yeah, if you go mainland, you like Spain is all done up. Like we went to, is it Port Aventura or something, where that massive, well, whatever it is, like theme park. And everything is just touch, like it's not even touch, even like it's like censored. So like the toilets, it was just a gigantic mirror, and then it has like, I think some bus stations in England have it now, where it's like, or train stations, where it's like three different things, like soap, water, and dryer. Like underneath the mirror, and you just put your hand out, and it kind of like just does its business. And I think that's the only way you're gonna cure it. But yeah, about the door, I mean, there's not what you can. It's you need an automatic door or some shit. It's like. I don't even know why in this day and age we haven't got automatic doors or something to prevent that, because that's like should be a basic.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I don't know this day and age why we don't. Why everything isn't an automatic soap dispenser or an automatic tap.
Yeah.
Like, I remember automatic. Well, obviously, I think automatic taps have been things like 20 odd years, but like, I remember like some places have automatic taps like 10, 20 years ago, but they still see some places now where they don't have automatic dispensers, automatic taps.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Yeah. And on top of that, as a human race, just have the decency to wash your fucking hands, man. Like, stop touching every part of the toilet with your dirty hands. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it isn't that bad. I don't know. But I'm a clean freak. Like, I guess, and just can't stand it.
Yeah, like obviously you've got to clean, wash your hands and shit like that. But I guess there's the other side. Like, you can be too clean. But,
yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe I'm less. I mean, maybe I'm being too anal with the whole job
type. Wash out of that, so like that. But I mean, I guess there's the other side. Like, you don't want to be too clean in a sense. Not as if you don't wash out. It's kind of like, you know, like letting your kids roll around in the mud and shit, like when they're younger, and you know, you've got.
Oh,
kind of, like,
yeah, you can't saying, wrap.
You can't like wrap your kids in bubble wrap.
And, yeah, then like, people are just like crazy though, because that's too much stress to put on yourself. Really, like.
Yeah, you can't. You do have to kind of let you know, your kids.
Well, that's how you stop certain viruses, isn't it? You've got to let your kids go outside to catch colds, to catch certain things that you'd pick up off rolling around in the mud and stuff. And the cleaner we get, the more vulnerable we get to certain. Things.
Keep up to date with them on social media on Draft Pod. That's What's On Draft. DRAUGHT. What's On Draft?
Anyway, we'll move on.
Hashtag move.
So yeah, we've got the next late news segment. So this is going to be about the stock market, Wall Street Bets, or the GameStop, AMC kind of thing. So if anyone doesn't know about it, pretty much last month, was it? Pretty much loads of people on like Reddit were starting like bigging up GameStop. To buy loads of stocks in it. So it initially went from like £30 a stock to like £350 for one stock. So apparently it was a big thing because there's all like this subreddit Wall Street Bet has always been quite big on Reddit.
Right.
So pretty much what it is, it's kind of like a stock market subreddit. So people talk about the stocks, what they're going to buy and sell, and like just a bunch of stuff like that, really. Never really, it does pop up Reddit every now and then, but I didn't really know anything about it or pay any attention to it. But now this big GameStop thing, it's kind of like loads of people like herded together and bought loads of GameStop stock. so it would lose billionaires loads of money.
Oh, right, okay.
Because they realised, a few people started realising that these big like hedge funds were betting on, like, say, GameStop to lose shitloads of money. So they'd gain money by this company losing money.
Ah, right, okay.
If that makes sense. So, yeah, so then they were like, oh, fuck this. We'll just bet loads of money on GameStop. So then the price rises loads. So then the hedge funds lose billions of pounds. so that's pretty much all. Like,
so essentially, these people are like trying to like full-blown attack these billionaires on purpose. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so yeah, I think loads of people know that I did it. I put a couple hundred quid in it.
A couple of what?
A couple hundred.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You bought a couple hundred quid of stocks of GameStop.
Yeah, I did it. I know quite a lot of my mates did it as well.
Oh, mate, you don't deserve money. You, what the fuck are you doing? you weren't around like Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, because I was just doing it like, fuck it. Like, I've always wanted to get the stocks to shit anyway. But like, I'm more long term shit. But for this, I was like, fuck it. Like, it's, why not? Like, it's a bit, but it might just be like a bit of, like, quick shot, like quick bit of money
and get your money back. Kind of bullshit.
I know one of my mates put quite a bit on it, but then he didn't sell when it got really high, and he could have made like a couple of grand off it.
Ah, right.
But he didn't end up selling, I don't think.
Did you sell then?
No.
So you're still lingering in their pocket then, essentially?
Yeah, so I bought it like really high because I was like, fuck it, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, oh, fuck it. Like, I think loads of people like that, and I do sound like a, you know, retarded doing that. But I mean, I was like, fuck it. Like, I was like, I'd rather lose this couple hundred quid and a billionaire lose, like, I mean, like, a hedge fund lose billions of pounds. I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it. Like, I'm game for that. Like, I'm losing £200, but this is fucking billionaires.
So, yeah, so games. Can you see what your stock stands at then? Like, what you can sell it for?
Well, yeah, so, well, at the moment, it's on, like, minus 150 or something, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
So, yeah, if I put, like, say, 200 quid in and I sold, now I'd get, like, 50 quid or something. So I think at one point, I think the most I could have made was like, I don't know, maybe, only like under could have something I think I could have made. But I was like, fuck it, I might just do it and then just like, you know.
So are you just leaving it and like linger?
Cash out.
See if it,
So I was just like, yeah, I was fucking, because I was thinking that, so I was like, fuck it, like, I've lost that, I'm like, ah, oh, fuck it, I've lost that money, I'm just going to leave it to linger. So
you never know, man, like GameStop might go for,
yeah, is that because apparently people are saying they might go way back up again, but yeah, so fuck it. And then I did the same, like, put a bit on AMC as well, which is like the cinema chain in America.
Yeah. Fuck.
Because it happened with loads of stuff, so it was like AMC, Nokia, GameStop.
Nokia? No way.
Yeah. I think a bit BlackBerry as well.
I bet these companies are absolutely buzzing their tits off.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of companies that were like, that people found out, like these hedge funds were betting to them to lose money. So then, like, loads of people, yeah, just started, fuck it, we're just going to put loads of money on it. and then, like, hedge funds lose loads. But everything kind of has pretty much nearly dipped back to where it was. So I think GameStop's on 50 now into 30. So it still is 20 quid more than it was previously.
That has helped it.
But yeah, I think everything else is, everything, like, all this stuff is more than it was previously, which is, I mean, yeah, it's good for the companies and whatnot.
I know, it's a gaming company, might as well give it some.
But yeah, so that's been, yeah, loads of...
Yeah, so I'm under belief there's a thing about it. Now, I don't know what Robin Hood is or anything about that. So you're probably going to have to fill me in on that because I don't have a clue.
So, well, yeah, when it kind of this stuff is on its prime, luckily I ended up buying it maybe like a couple of days before like the full hype got in. And so pretty much what happened was this trading investment company, American company called Robin Hood, and then I know like a couple other ones did as well, like worldwide. They stopped people buying the stocks because these hedge funds are losing that much money. But apparently, like they got told to stop selling the stock.
Can they do that? Is that like legal? I mean, it doesn't seem
well.
Fair.
That's what I was going to touch on is today. So it kind of is still relevant news, not a late news, because today.
As in there the was name a, for like, the second, yeah.
There was like a court case or like a little trial about. The guy who owns Robin Hood did have like market manipulation.
Yeah.
Which yeah, you can get done for, which is like a really big crime.
Well, so like what kind of power does Robin Hood have? I mean, what a funny name to have.
What I was to say is that's a pretty ironic name, because apparently when they first started, they called it Robin Hood because they wanted to like stick it to the man kind of thing, and they wanted loads of people to make money kind of thing. But then now it's kind of an ironic name because they're stuck with the hedge funds and then stopped loads of little people buying money, so the hedge funds wouldn't lose any more money.
That is absolutely...
So, but apparently there's like loads of reasons, loads of excuses why this happened. Like apparently, like they didn't say, oh, it's because the hedge funds told us not to. But that's pretty much like the reason why.
Yeah.
It's because apparently like loads of stuff, like the servers couldn't handle it. And then like, but the things of the full market went crazy. So I think the full stock market at the time did have to hold trading because so much shit was going on. But that happens anyway, like every now and then. Like maybe it stops trading for like a couple of minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just absolutely mental.
I mean, that's so insane. I'd love to get into stocks because I love watching the graph go up and down and that.
Yeah, so from that, I have gotten into it a little bit. I bought Dogecoin, that meme coin that everyone was buying.
Oh, yeah, the little dog?
Yeah, I put like 40 quid in that or something.
How much is that on?
Yeah, I've got quite a bit of money. Well, not quite a bit. I've like doubled my money from that or something.
That's crazy.
So, but yeah, so it's all like obviously you want people who have like shitloads of money to burn. Like I guess like proper investing is only for people that already have thousands or millions of pounds.
Yeah.
So like yeah, just if someone did put like £1 million in Dogecoin or whatever, now they'd have like 2 million or like so as like doubled. So if you already had shitloads of money, you've just doubled your money.
Yeah, essentially it's gambling.
Like, a couple of days. Yeah, so it's pretty much just gambling.
But there is ways to like. Look into it and like figure it out, isn't it? Like, well, I mean, we should start doing some better stock shares on What's on Draft. We're gonna be big.
make it a public company. penny stocks, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm spragging on you as soon as I get caught, you know.
So, but yeah, so that's pretty much the. And then also, I bought Bitcoin as well.
See, that's been a while now, isn't it? So how much did that cost you?
I think it's so annoying how high it is now, because I remember hearing about it. I heard about it like fucking... I think everyone did like 5 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
But even if you bought it like 5 years ago, you'd have so much fucking money now. Because I think one Bitcoin, I think even 5 years ago, was maybe worth... I'm probably going to get this wrong, but maybe... I'm probably better off double-checking.
I was going to look for an original price of.
I'll double check. Well, I know it's gone up like thousands. So, yeah. So say in right. So 2015, it was worth £178 for one Bitcoin, I think.
Yeah.
Right, and now one Bitcoin is worth 40,000.
It's just actually insane, and that works same as the what is it called, the dog coin, basically
Dogecoin.
It's the same thing, isn't it? It's a virtual, it doesn't exist. Like someone's
been but Dogecoin is kind of more like a meme thing. You can't really buy it, but like with Bitcoin, you can actually do stuff and buy stuff with it now. Like it's kind of become more of a universal.
What's
thing.
It a currency?
So kind of Bitcoin kind of is an actual like proper currency. You can buy
cryptocurrency,
physically buy and sell stuff with it. But Dogecoin is kind of pretty much just still a bit of like a meme stock, is what they're calling it. But yeah, if I bought it in uni 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 2015, for like 150 quid, I would now have like 40 grand in my bank.
Yeah, I mean,
for 150 quid.
I'm looking at the first one in 2010, and it went from 0.008 pence to 0.80 pence.
Like, shit like that is just fucking ridiculous. Like, but I think, yeah, I bought it. Yeah, I mean, like, couple weeks ago, whatever, like, last month.
So how much did you pay for it?
I didn't buy one Bitcoin, because obviously that's
$40.
So, but I put, like, I just put, like, just to start off with, because I don't want to go, I just put, like, 100 quid in.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, gain a bit from that. So
yeah. I'm going to come work as your buddy. I'm going to be that guy who wipes your ass or something, like.
Well, because I gained like about £100.
Just in case like that blows up and you become a millionaire and be a little slave or something. Yeah.
But yeah, because I'm thinking, but I think everyone's the same. Like, imagine even if you put some money in Bitcoin, well, before they blow up. So in April 2020, it was worth 5 grand, And then it just like there's a straight line going up just to like 40 grand. You're like, this is the next one.
But why has it got so big? Is it Bitcoin? Is it purely because so many people want to buy it? It came like a trend.
It's because I think recently it's because it's became like a big trend online, is the reason why it's got so big at the moment.
So whoever invented Bitcoin would be absolutely rolling it, or is it like.
But the thing, I was listening to like a conspiracy theories kind of podcast, and nobody actually knows who the inventor of Bitcoin is, I don't think.
Yeah, because he's living on the fucking moon, that's why.
Like, he's like...
He's just landed on Mars yesterday.
He's kind of got like his fake persona kind of thing. And nobody actually knows who he is.
I think he'd get killed, you know.
Because, yeah, I think there was like maybe one person who created it, then a couple other people that helped and like kind of did shit with it. But yeah, did listen to a podcast about it. But yeah, because it's people are saying, like, yeah, if people actually knew who he was, like, people probably would try and, like, yeah, to, like, torture him to get loads of Bitcoin and shit like that. I don't know.
Oh my God, I just pictured Mario getting tortured, loads of coins coming out of him. That is so funny. I don't know why. Like, because it's in my head so rapidly, it confuses me. I'm a simple minded fellow, so to understand that a meme, essentially, like, this is not so much just with, like, the Dogecoin, it's like, and people are buying. It's like essentially like, you know, like V-Bucks becoming a stock share. Do you know what I mean? That's what it's like.
Well, this pretty much is. It's still the main thing, because the only reason Dogecoin got big is because loads of like influencers and like Elon Musk and all that shit tweeted about it.
Oh, fucking hell.
So that's the reason.
Imagine owning that dog from the meme. It started as a viral meme, right? So your dogs came famous. Now it's currency.
Yeah, I know. You'd be fuming if you didn't get no money.
I know, yeah. Man, I might send Alfie in, see what he can get. Alf coin.
but yeah, it's all just, it is crazy. But yeah, you do make you think it's like fucking hell. So that's why I kind of put money in Bitcoin. People are saying it's not going to get any higher than it is. But I mean, you never know. Like, I put 100 quid in. You never know. Like, it could go from 40,000 now to maybe 80,000 in a couple of years. You know what I mean?
It could be our only, like, if the human race come and join together. It could be our only currency.
Yeah. So it's a bit like, fuck it. I mean, I had somebody in my savings that was literally getting, because of COVID, it was getting like 0.01% interest. So I was like, fuck it, I'll do that. And then I also put something like, it's more of like an investment ISA kind of thing.
All right.
But not, because I was going to do one with my bank, but you only get like a little bit a year, like maybe 5-20% a year or something. But with this one, I did it like on a stock like website, on a stock app. So like I'm just pretty much treat that as a savings account. They just put like a couple hundred quid in that like every month. Not a couple, maybe 100 quid every month in that. So then hopefully they just get a shitload of interest in it pretty much.
You've got to be careful with that though, because what I can see is like the way banks, the way you make interest is because they have your money, so they play with it. I imagine you're giving them that money in a savings account so they can fuck about with it. And if all the stocks crash or something, you've lost all your money, mate.
Yeah, there still is that, obviously, that thing of, yeah, obviously, it's solid.
Not to live in life really as risky. In, like, if, what if, and...
Yeah, it still is, like, really risky, you know. That's what, when you do it with the banks, they do say, like, yeah, what...
Yeah.
But, so, obviously, yeah, when you do it, sign up with banks, there's, like, four options, or three options, I think you can choose kind of what you want. But with this one, I didn't do it with a bank, I did it with, like, the full-on, like, broker app.
That's crazy.
But it all does seem, like, pretty safe stuff, and I've, like, gained money on it already. So, like, it, obviously, if you, like, invest, like... like 100 every month, whatever, for like a couple of years, then like eventually you'd on fucking shitloads.
That's I mean, so I'm fucking, like, you're laughing.
So, like, yeah, so I'm like, even if I do like lose it, I was like, fuck it, like, I'd rather do that potentially getting money than it's just sitting in my bank that you're getting zero interest on.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, I say I'm laughing at you, but I've like, in one sitting of playing online gambling, I've probably lost 100 quid in like half an hour. Yeah. And I'm like, laughing at you, and I'm like, I wish I'd done that.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, at the moment, because things I'm not spending as much money because of COVID and stuff, so like, I'll save so much money the past, like, year.
Not night now.
So, I'm like, fuck it, the money I probably would have spent going out or doing something else, I'll just put it in, like, invest it kind of thing, so.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, go for it, man. Fuck it. It's crazy, that, though.
Yeah. But, just big FYI, I'm not a financial advisor. Should put that at the beginning. Because, yeah, you can get proper fucked if you don't say that.
So. You say what? You're not a fan of what?
Not a financial advisor. So, yeah, just a little disclaimer.
Just try and cut that and put it at the front of all this, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've advised me, I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, I guess we're going to touch on quickly, I guess. Yeah, I'll watch Wolf of Wall Street again, because obviously I think everyone did.
Yeah.
After all this stuff kicked off. So everyone watched The Big Short. I've not seen The Big Short yet.
I haven't seen it.
But I do want to watch that. But I think that's about, another... I don't know if I'm right on this, but I know like VW, the car company, I think this like kind of thing, similar thing happened with the GameStop thing in like, was it 2008? Where like loads of people ended up buying it, so it went fucking sky high and then loads of people ended up making millions from it.
God.
Right, so then loads of people like losing money, like hedge funds lost money, loads of money, similar thing. So I don't know if the Big Short is about that, but it's about like, short investments and whatnot. But yeah, I ended up watching Wolf of Wall Street again because that was on Netflix.
Yeah, it's top trending.
I watched it like loads before, but it's such a fucking good film. And then I was like watching all the podcasts with like Jordan Belfort and stuff, and like it's like how he like lives his life now and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so weird because like obviously I'm one of them people when I watch a film and like, I have to look right, if it's a true story, and like when I watch interviews with him and stuff, or like he's there's a few videos of his speeches and that he does. Is the main guy, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know his name.
Jordan Belfort.
He's such a nice guy. You can't even picture him doing anything wrong, but I guess that's why he was so good at doing what he did, because he can just
because the way he's got the gift of the gab, really, because the way he portrays himself now is, you say he's such a nice guy, but the way he portrays himself, it's like, obviously, I mean, the things he's done, just obviously... You could say he's not a nice guy, but I mean, it seems like he's turning his life around now. Well, like, he's nice, but the things he's done is definitely questionable. But I mean, I would have probably 100% done probably even worse things if I was in a situation.
I know, I wouldn't have spragged on you. I just wouldn't have been smart enough to figure out how.
No, I mean, even that, like everything else, like in that situation, like I'll probably,
I get it. He's blagged your head off. But when you watch Wall Street, right, and this is not any insult to anyone who's felt like fall ill to a stockbroker who's rang you up or anything, but at the end of the day, if you're willing to, like, without your own research, put so much money on someone's business, then you're fair play, do you know what I mean, in my eyes?
Yeah.
Like, he's rang you up, some random guy, he's then blagged you about this place, like, or what was one of the first ones he does where it's like an airport or something, or aerial technology or something, and it's actually just two brothers in a garage.
That was when he started on the penny stocks.
Penny stocks. But if you're willing to put $5,000 on that without looking into it yourself, then do you know what I mean? You're asking to be swindled. And like,
I guess especially back then, like I say, that was kind of just when the internet, like pre-internet, and when the internet was starting up a bit. So it's kind of a lot harder to do the research. What is it?
True.
That's when you did it. You'd have to ring people up. But I mean, obviously still, you wouldn't. If you were.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm yet to have $5,000 spare.
That's kind of the gift of the gab comes from with all them. Like, they convince you that much that they're like, you're like, fuck it, yeah, I'm buying it. Like, they're that good at speaking, I'll do it. But,
see, I'm human, man, because I'd be lucky if I'd be able to talk a girl to give me a phone number. And this guy's getting fucking, $50,000 or something a week.
But some of the shit though, like when I was watching it, I can't remember what I was gonna say now.
That's old age kicking in, people. That's old age.
I know. I
know.
I was just what I was thinking of. So I was watching like obviously podcasts and interviews with him and stuff like that. But like quite a lot, most of the film is actually like, he was kind of a producer on the film himself.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's a proper producer.
Just
but
hanging by.
Heard of him. He was like a big, like, obviously because it's his story, because he wrote a book on it.
Yeah.
Isn't
the book actually called Wolf of Wall Street as well, I think?
I think so, yeah. So, yeah, and then they made the film a couple of years later after that. They actually talked to, like, because if you actually, like, watch the film and then, yeah, hate see stuff about John Belfort in my life.
Mm.
Like, the acting for Leonardo DiCaprio is so good. It actually is
how he didn't get John an Oscar. How he didn't get baffles me.
That actually is baffling that. But yeah, obviously quite a lot of stuff. Like, they changed some of the names of some people.
Yeah.
But like, pretty much most of people are based on real people. Every stuff he did, like, but he said apparently he even tamed it down for the film. Like, you know how crazy the film is?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, he even had to tame shit down for the film from the stuff he did. Like, actually did.
So, like, well, I know. So the bit where he's snorting coke out of, like, a prostitute's bum, should we say?
Oh, wait. Which
and there was more stuff than that.
Pretty much, yeah, everything. It's, like, all real. Like,
I have heard that's a good thing to do, you know. Not that I'm ever going to try it.
I've tried. What? But, yeah, so, like, it's just so... Like, that Lube story, Joe, where, like, he drives his Lambo thinking he's fine and gets home and crashes and all that shit. And then the thing where he crashes his, helicopter into his house and all that stuff. And then the thing with the yacht crashing and all that stuff.
Oh,
like,
so
all
sick.
That stuff's true.
Oh, man.
So, like you actually watch it, I think this actually happened to somebody.
This is why I say, like, money doesn't, and I think anyone with money will agree, money doesn't actually create happiness, because I think anyone in that situation would do something so ridiculous. I mean, you look at, like, the likes of Tiger Woods, and that, and I'm not, like, sticking up for him, by the way, like, disclaimer, but all they do is get loads of rich, and then they end up cheating on the wives. Like, that's actually good behaviour compared to some of the shit, doing, like, he's just, oh, I'll just crash a fucking yacht, or I'll take all these loons, like, these sleeping tablets while I fly a helicopter, and you're like,
But I imagine if there was still a thing now.
You can do sleeping tablets.
I want one in my life, just see what it's like. How good. Because apparently, John Belford's, like, sober and stuff now. But yeah, on a podcast, he says, "Be like, yes, I don't think he even drinks anymore." Like, but you even see at the end of the Wolf of Wall Street that he's sober and he's on this non-alcoholic beer and shit like that.
Man, and to be fair, like, the fact that he got Margot Robbie to play his wife, it makes me wonder what his wife actually looked like. You know what? I'm gonna have a look.
Yeah, I should try and find out what she looked like. She was pretty fit, but I don't think she was fit as Margot Robbie.
Jordan Belfort?
Yeah,
So it comes up when you search it. He's an American author, apparently. So it's clean as slate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got a gander of his wife. So he's not married to either of them anymore.
Yeah, he's not married to her now.
But she is...
She
was a model, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a big model, yeah.
That's crazy. And then what's she famous for? Why she got a full Wikipedia page? Because she's Jordan Belfort's ex-wife. And even his first wife's on there, to be fair. The one that he...
You can see now what she's got. Nadine Caridi. I think I pronounced that wrong. But, I mean, she looks like... How old is she now? Like 50-odd. She still looks quite fit now with her.
I mean, this podcast is just like full-blown. Oof.
Milf warning. But, yeah. Just that that's just... But yeah, then you only end up getting... I want to get this fact right. Prison time, we said before. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison. For all the stuff he did, he only got sentenced to 4 years in prison. But you only end up serving 22 months in prison. We were saying, before that, I'd 100%, I'd spend more time in prison than... And do what he's in. for only spending 22 months in prison for the amount of shit that he did, like, that's so worth it. And apparently also as well, when on the film as well, where he pretty much is like, he's playing tennis in prison, stuff like that. Apparently that's what it was like as well. Like, he was in such a minimum security prison that it was just like a holiday camp.
Oh my God.
It's just like, fucking
hell. He is.
Absolutely crazy.
I'm just looking at it a bit more, and he's just off it, like, I'm going to... So there's a thing here, I mean, obviously you can never trust it. So it says, how much is he worth now? And I think, is that... Oh, so no. So he's worth, to be roughly, minus 100 million. Like, obviously after all the, money's been took off him, the 4 years in prison, a fine of 110 million...
Oh yeah, he's probably got a fan.
So he's his current net worth is a minus 100 million, but he's living, he's happy, and he's doing his...
Fuck knows how much he actually got paid, or how much he's still got stashed away in Sweden or something.
He's definitely got something going on there. Like, he can't have been that clever and then thought, you know what, like...
Yeah. Everyone who'd want to be in that situation, so everyone who says, like, oh, I wouldn't have done what he did, like, you would have done.
I know.
Like, 100%. Yeah. Like...
Because he was quite cool as well, wasn't he? I mean, no, he came from wealthy parents, didn't he, or something like that, but I think...
I can't remember, actually. I don't think he was, like, overly wealthy, where, like, Donald Trump where he got like $1 billion. Pretty much quite a lot of the film from what I've heard from him saying is actually like a lot of it is true.
Yeah, I mean, I've just saw a weird fact that he sued the company, the thing, but I'm not sure what off why. But that's crazy. I mean, yeah, you know, 110%. I don't agree with cheating or anything. But when people say about Tiger Woods, it's just an example. I'm not slandering him. Like, I just say, like, at the end of the day, he's got so much money. He's got all these women chasing him. Like, the fact that he only cheated like on a boat or whatever, like compared to like what certain people do, or because like you get any of these, like, what do you say, Donnies, right? Any of these Donnies that comment, you know, or, oh, it's disgusting and all that. But say like, you're saying that, but you haven't got like £100 million just bouncing around in your bank. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, what would you do? I'm not condoning anything, by the way. Like, I'm not saying anything is right, but you can't give someone loads of grief when, you know, money does corrupt a lot of people.
Yeah, you didn't know that situation. Yeah, but
that's crazy. Yeah, he's my idol. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. we could do a full podcast. We'll try to get the shot. So I guess, I don't know. Do you want to quickly touch on the Cabby Cream Egg advert?
Well, we might as well. While we've been on the news.
So yeah, I don't really know much about this.
Well, I don't know a lot of details about it, to be fair. I only saw it today, and I just thought it might be something that worth touching on, just because it is controversial, and I mean, it shouldn't be controversial. Like, I see both sides. Like, so basically, in this advert, it is two men splitting a cream egg in between the mouths. Which, if you can't imagine what I'm saying, if you've ever done the pass the ice cube challenge in uni or drinking in general, or there's the pass the note challenge as well, isn't there?
It's just like two people eating spaghetti, really, isn't it?
Essentially, yeah, but it's a cream egg, and that's probably better. Yeah, it's better. Like, it looks like Lady and the Tramp, not in calling them dogs, but like where the cream in the middle is in the, yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Obviously, and I believe, well, from what I've seen, I guess I've only seen Lad Bible and certain Facebook sources, not major sources, that it's mainly Catholic people kicking off that it's in Southern Easter.
Well, when I googled it there is quite a lot of, like, independent London Economic and stuff have posted articles about it.
Yeah.
So I think it's like a...
So yeah, essentially it's just, what is it? Like, basically, I think they're going for, like, it's in Southern Easter. So was it 25 or was it 250,000?
So there's some articles saying apparently 20,000 people have signed a petition, then others saying 26,000 people have signed a petition. Because apparently, but yeah, it's pretty much two men sharing a cream egg on the part of the latest Cadbury advert
with the mouse.
So apparently, 26,000 people have signed a petition because of the gay, apparently, because they're saying it's related to Easter, obviously.
Yeah,
that people are saying they're triggered. They are triggered. But people are saying it's because it's religious insensitivities ahead of Easter. Which, aren't, it's just a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, that is like the homophobic,
really. So
that I don't understand. I mean, because at the end of the day, cream egg, it's an egg. It's got nothing to do with Easter. Cream egg do use the advertisement of Easter, don't they, really? But as far as Catholics are concerned, or anything to do with the church, it's got nothing to do with that. Jesus wasn't eating cream eggs. I'd understand, right, if it was two men with a cross in the mouths, you know what I mean? Like, all right, that's taking the Michael. The only reason that I would say the advert, and it's got nothing to do with that, the only thing I'd say about the advert being a bit, not sickening, like, it's not sickening, like, in that sense, but it just seems rather graphic to be on an advert.
Because if anyone is listening, Google Cadbury advert, Cream egg advert. And yeah, the photo is like, but I'll say beforehand, it would look even more sexual and probably worse if it was a man and a female.
Yeah.
Because I was saying if it was a man and a woman, that would probably be pretty sexy. It's pretty much what it is. It's these two men, they're sharing the cream from the cream egg, and it is pretty sexual. And if it was a man and a woman, I'm like, that woman looks pretty sexy right now.
See, this is the thing, you'll get hit on them. Like, oh, why is it? They're not even kissing, why is it sexual? Like, at the end of the day, right, There was an advert, and I said this to you before we started the podcast. There was an advert back in the day, in the 80s maybe, where it was a Flake advert, and the model slash actress, I'm not sure about her actual title, but she did the advert, and her tongue stuck out just a bit too far when she ate the Flake, that she ended up getting sued and sacked, like, or whatever. Like, it went full to court because it was too sexual. It was sexualizing the Flake instead of just eating it. And I don't think, obviously, she didn't do it on purpose, and I don't think it was the intentions of sexualizing it. And I think, but then you've got that, and like I say, my point is, and it is nothing to do with the fact that they're two men. It doesn't bother me, like, it, but if that was a man and a woman, I think that would be in the news for it being too graphic. So yeah, I look at it the same, do you know what I mean? It's got nothing, I'm not disgusted that it's two men, like, that doesn't bother me, but when I saw the picture, if I saw it with a man and a woman, it'd be the same thing. I just think, for an Easter, like, for a kid to look at that, that's not gonna make a kid want to buy a cream egg.
But fair though, I'm watching the video now, and the photo is a lot worse than the video. Because if you watch the video, it's literally some guy spinning around with the cream egg in his mouth, and then literally you see it for like literally 1 second. They just bite a cream egg out of his mouth, so it doesn't even look that sexual.
Yeah,
to be fair.
But right, and just watch I'm gonna look now, like, because obviously I'm not being. Like, I'm open-minded, you know what I mean, whatever. But in my eyes, I just think, yeah, I can see the picture definitely hyphen the offensiveness. Isn't it really? It's like not offensiveness, but like the sexualizing of it on purpose. Yeah. But I'm trying to find actually a decent advert of it.
But I think all like these religious people, if it was a man and a woman doing the exact same thing,
maybe
some people kick off, be like, oh, it's too sexual. But nowhere near as many people kick off because it was a man and a woman.
Oh, 100%. That's what I mean. As far as what they're saying, really, I don't agree with that.
Some people have way too much time on that as well, because there's loads of shit, you know, Ofcom complaints and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Holly Willoughby and stuff like that, and like loads of other like female like English celebrities or whatever. And loads of people complain at the BBC because apparently their dress is too low. Like,
oh, yeah.
It dresses too high or it tits her out a bit too much. And it's like, oh my God, you've got too much fucking time on your hands. They literally write a complaint to Ofcom because some lass looks fit on telly.
Oh, no,
like,
yeah.
But they're the same people that will Google, like, topless men if they came on the fucking TV.
Nah, mate, you know what I mean? I'm sorry.
So it's like, what the fuck?
I just watched that advert. That's still too much for me, though. That, in my eyes... And I sound so bad now, and I'm trying not to, right? That's just a bit weird. That's all. I'm not saying take the advert down. I'm not, and I think the petition's a load of wank, right? Definitely. And I think it's very offensive that they went that route, to be fair. As like, and I'm Christian as well, like, but I just think I'd find it a bit off-putting for, I mean, you got to remember, Cadbury's cream eggs are favourited by children.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, not 100%, it's a bit sexual, and even if it was a woman, it's a bit sexual, but...
It's the way, right? The spin round, and then they just gradually go in close. And I just, you know what? I think I am sounding offensive now, so I'm just going to stop.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm open.
Pretty much, it's nowhere near as offensive as people to make it out.
Yeah, it definitely isn't as bad. Well, No, I think the petition itself, a lot of wank. At the end of the day, like, you know, like, I know several homosexual people that are Christians, and like, and still celebrate Easter in a Catholic way and stuff, and like, whether the Catholic Church will, you know, disagree with them, like, and obviously I'm all open for it, it doesn't make a difference to me, like, I'll support it fully, so for them to use this whole thing, oh, it's against Easter, and I just, what, shut up, but...
Yeah, people just...
as far as, like, if I, yeah, but, that, but that's, let's see, it, my point is exactly, and it works on both sides, like, I'm saying it's a bit much, but like you said... If it was a man and a woman, nobody would come out the woodwork and start complaining.
Yeah, if that was a man and a woman, all the fucking religious people would be on fucking wanks over.
Wow.
I mean, a bit of cream in fucking someone's mouth. Do you know what I mean?
So, I mean, again, like, I'm probably going to get some sort of backlash for what I've said, but like I said, I'm sticking up for the advert. I don't think take the advert down. And it doesn't bother me that it's two men. But...
No, you're not saying anything bad, because it is a bit sexualized, but I mean, yeah, so what?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
kind of thing. Yeah, like, but the thing is, my main point, I'll just get it out before we finish, is I just think it's unneeded. I don't think man and a woman would be needed. I think it's been...
I 100% agree. Like, There's no need to have that in an advert that's kind of related to us children.
They've possibly thought, well, we need to make this advert diverse.
But I mean, but at the end, so what? Like, I don't get my bit of getting off of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. At the end of the day, I could live my life even if they were kissing. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah, it's like they could be following fucking shagging on the other for all I know. I wouldn't put a fucking complaint in about it or sign a petition about it.
That's probably because you've done worse and not had complaints about it.
Really, I fucking hell.
Crazy.
I just hope it's no young people that are actually. Same with the Ofcom complaints and stuff. Like, I feel like it is just like old people that are just doing all this shit, not actually young people, I hope.
Oh, it is definitely. I mean, it's a bit weird because a lot of people younger than us are also just as bad as the older people. Like, you got, the older people, and this is generalising, older people tend to be far right and younger people tend to be far left. But either way, they're spewing hate and they're arguing constantly with each other. And I just think this is the reason why we still have to get on a grimy bus to go to work. Do you know what I mean? Like, we should be in flying cars by now, but because the human race keep fighting with each other, like, at the end of the day, we're all the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think, why you fuck about the way you do? Fight for equal rights means fighting for equal rights. Not like, I'm a feminist, so I fight for equal rights, yet spit on men repeatedly. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I believe equality, and I think we should all just stick together. Stop.
I think at the end people just have fucking too much time.
Yeah, well, especially with Corona, I think it has got worse.
People just have too much fucking time around to fucking be doing all this shit. But I think it's always been a bad thing.
Yeah.
Before COVID, but it's just getting worse.
I think mankind will fight itself forever. So end of that podcast. Nice happy podcast. End with that little fucking snippet.
It kind of was a bit lighthearted towards the end, but we move. Anyway, 1 hour 20 odd minutes. That's quite short for us, really.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah. Nice little blast off.
We'll end it there. Yeah, thanks for listening once again. Don't forget, typical follow our socials at OnDraftPod.
Comment and
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We're all them.
We're on everything. And comment, give us feedback. Even send us a letter if you want. Or fucking by messenger pigeon. And if I've said anything, and you disagree with, I'm happy for you either to come on podcast or just give me your opinion. I think we both like other people's opinions, essentially.
Cracking. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Bye.